Come on in to the Radio Thrift Shop, where you'll find two of our favorite things in the world, records and radios. Each week I'll be digging in the crates to bring you a new mix of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. That's vibraphonist Teddy Charles and his New Direction Quintet with Night in Tunisia. And we started the program off with Akira Ishikawa, a tune called Sandstorm from 1970. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and speaking of 1970, we are cruising up and down the dusty aisles of the past century of recorded sound. If you love crate digging, then you have found the right frequency. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to drop the needle on a tune now by a band called The Knights. How many bands were there called The Knights? This is a tune called Moonbeam.
Thank you.
the unmistakable guitar of Tony Mottola with Moonlight in Vermont. And before that, we heard a band called The Knights, the tune called Moonbeam, released on Red Feather Records in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Great tune. Just love those kind of surf desert surf tunes. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM on your radio dial or worldwide online at classicalwscs.org.
This is Bird Note. Many bird species have a distinctive song. But not every individual in the species sings exactly the same way. Usually, there are some features in common, certain patterns and phrases. But birds put their own spin on the species theme tune. What's more, birds that live near each other sometimes have similar songs. If you visit one field with a few song sparrows, they often sound more like each other than a group of song sparrows living a few miles away. Scientists refer to this pattern as a song neighborhood. It's less like a regional dialect among people that's found over a large area. It's more local than that, like a group of friends copying each other's mannerisms. There may be advantages to birds copying their neighbor's way of singing. Researchers found that in song sparrow populations where birds had similar songs, birds were more likely to survive and hold on to their breeding territories. In other words, if one song is a hit during the breeding season, these sparrows keep singing it. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for Bird Note is provided by the Bobolink Foundation and generous listeners around the world.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on.
I'm a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. Lord knows I hear you through the vine. In the Wichita lineman. Still up in hell. Thank you. think I need a small vacation. But it just don't look like rain. And if it snows, I know that stress down south just ain't never gonna be the same. I need you more than I want you. Lord knows I want you for all time. And the Wichita line, still up in hell.
Beautiful, beautiful cover version of Jimmy Webb's Wichita Lineman. That was Bobby Pierce. All right, this is the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and we are digging in the crates for the best tunes on the planet, or at least in the studio. Thank you. And it's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. And welcome to the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. In this new format, I'm focusing on 30-minute programs and edited together for broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. Radio Thrift Shop is always a DIY homegrown production, and it's about musical exploration, taking the road less traveled. All right, let's dig through the crates and drop the needles.
In the rain,
Couple of beautiful 45s right there, some very good music. The Zigzag Paper Company with The Greatest Show on Earth, released on Bell Records back in 1968. And before that, we heard the Debonairs with their version of In the Rain, a 45 that was released on both Mood Disc and Tobin Records back in 1972. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's hear another version of In the Rain. This is The Wooden Glass featuring Billy Wooten on Vibes.
Billy Wooten. Exploring Science in the Sea. When neighborhoods start to go downhill, people move away. And today, that's happening in marine neighborhoods. As the oceans get warmer, a result of our changing climate, fish and other critters are moving out of their neighborhoods and into cooler waters. That includes the tiniest organisms, known as plankton. And a recent study says the trend could accelerate in the decades ahead. Researchers at the University of Texas and elsewhere pored through a database of 500,000 microscopic plankton fossils, in particular a group known as foraminifera. Many of the fossils are millions of years old, and they reveal how the foraminifera have moved around in response to climate changes. 8 million years ago, global temperatures were about the same as they are now, but our planet cooled off after that. As it did, the plankton moved toward the equator and set up in tropical neighborhoods. As temperatures have climbed in recent decades, though, they've reversed course. They're moving away from the equator and toward the poles. That could have a big impact on the entire tropical ecosystem. The plankton form the base of the marine food chain, so as they move to cooler waters, larger organisms will have to follow or die off. That means tuna, marlin, squid, and other species will become less common in their current tropical homes. And that could decimate commercial fishing operations, ecotourism, and other businesses, hurting tropical neighborhoods around the world. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you have any comments or even musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. We're going to drop the needle now on Lyman Woodard and By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Thank you.
Is Bird Note. Throughout much of North America, the great blue heron graces waterways, ponds, and lakes. Standing silent as frogs call out, they peer into the water looking for fish and amphibians before striking out with their long bill. So it might be a surprise to find a great blue heron stalking across a field, not a drop of water in sight. Is this heron just confused? Or ill? Well, sometimes herons will leave the waterside in pursuit of prey on land, such as big insects, frogs, even small rodents. These birds are crafty predators, and their skills can also work well in grasslands and crop fields. So, no cause for alarm if you see a heron in a yard or park away from the water. The bird will probably fly off once catching plenty of prey. Just when you think you know everything about a bird, they'll find a way to surprise you. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note is provided by Ellen Blackstone from Edmonds, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.